This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Ava Buerta, Father, we thank you for this little warrior that you're raising up, Father. We thank you that her voice will not be silent, Lord God. She will stand up. In no matter the circumstances, no matter the situation, Father God, thank you that, Lord, you're clothing her in a special armor, Lord God, something special that you raise, you building for her, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are making her fearless, Lord God. Thank you that there's a spirit of, not a spirit of unbelief in her, but, Father, a spirit of belief, knowing that everything that she does, Father, is a truth from the Word, Father God. Thank you that she will be grounded in the Word, Lord God, that chariot, Father, will be the Word in her life, Lord God, the Word that you gave, Father God, because we know that your Word is without fail, it will never, never go away, Lord God, and that she will be grounded in that, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, for the precious privilege of dedicating her to you today, in the mighty name of Jesus.
We've likely got some family here, but my mom, she just sent a voice note from South Africa. 1st November, 5 years ago, Paul asked me to marry him, and we were in a big car accident the day just after that. And the daughters prayed for us, so the Lord protected us. But the Lord, but my birthday was on Friday, and Friday, 5 years ago, my mom was here after that accident. And Ava means filled with life, filled with praise. And it says, give thanks to the Lord for his good, his love endures forever. So we're just so thankful that 5 years later we are standing here alive, married. We've got two beautiful children. So I just want to thank the Lord this morning for where he's brought us in 5 years. And that was just what my mom felt in her heart, that this baby will be a baby that brings light, brings thanksgiving, brings praise everywhere that she goes. Yeah, and then there's just, it's so cool what JP read now, because we've got so many words that she's going to be this warrior, she's going to be strong, she's going to be victorious, and that's kind of a hard word for your little girl. But it was so cool, because at the baby shower, at the baby shower, there were so many words of protection. And the Lord says, yes, for I, says the Lord, it's in Zechariah 2 verse 5, will be a wall of fire around her, and I will be the glory in her midst. The Lord your God is in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. So, yeah, we just thank the Lord for this girl this morning, yeah, and that he's going to be the protection and the fire around her.
I just want to pray quickly.
Father God, I just thank you that it's such a privilege, Lord, to be able to stand here representing three generations, Lord, Father God, and that's just a sign, Father God, again, that you are faithful, Lord, and we just worship you, we just thank you, Lord, and I just thank you, Father God, that we would know with our spirit, our soul, and our body, Father God, that you are good, Lord, and that this little Isabella is really a treasure from you, Lord, Father God, and we just come and declare this morning in the in this congregation, and we just say you are faithful in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you for her, and thank you for the plans that you have for her, Lord. Amen.
Psalm 27, verse 1 to 14 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though any army encamped against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. And verse 4, I think, is the most important thing is, one thing I have asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. And then verse 6 carries on, it says, and my head shall be lifted above my enemies and all around me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. So I'll give that to you a bit later, the whole Psalm 27. And then it's our privilege, Mireille Lara Pieterse, the daughter of Ronald and Chrisel. Forgive me. I said I have the privilege of meeting new people every week because I keep forgetting sometimes. So, but what a privilege. Can we ask your parents also to come to the front? There they are. All right, so I'm just somewhere going to fall in with them. We're actually very privileged because Ronald's dad, all the way from New Zealand, is here. And his mom. So, yeah, what a special day for them. So, Mirai, when I prayed for you and I asked the Lord what is it that He sees in you, I saw two words, gentleness and meekness. And meekness are the one that actually stood out for me because it's an attribute of human nature and behavior. And it has been defined in several ways: righteous, humble, teachable, and patient, under suffering or long suffering, and willing to follow the gospel. It's an attribute of a true disciple. And I think if you know Reinhold, if you know Chriselle, and you know their family, that a true disciple is born from within, because God is true in their lives. And I believe God shows me, and I just saw this beautiful picture of a little girl sitting on a chair, actually a young woman, with children all around her, in a form of a teacher. And her meekness, God will use not only to touch the lives of students, but through them, the parents. Nothing will be too difficult for her in her life, because she will be steadfast in the Lord and allow the Lord to teach her His ways. And I have Psalm 25, verse 8 and 10 for you. It says, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, He instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble His way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast in love and steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep His covenant and His testimonies. Mirai Lara Peterson, what a privilege is to pray for you this morning. And Father God, we just thank you that we can anoint her, Lord God, and that she will be this teaching spirit, Father. Thank you for the gentleness that she will have over people and with people, Father God. Thank you for the meekness that you instill in her heart, Lord God, and that you engrave it there, Father God, for her to be righteous, to be humble, to be steadfast in love for everything that you give her, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that her garment and the hem that she wears in her garment, Father God, will be surrounded, or she will be at that place where children sit so around her and touches that, Father God, and through that you will give impartation to them, Father, through her, through those children, to the parents as well, Father God. Thank you that she will be a little mind to contend with, Father God, in school, Father God. She will always be, I just see that she will be the right one. She will be the righteous one, the one standing for the right reasons and not the wrong reasons, not bowing to the words of peer pressure. And Father God, thank you that you are holding her steadfast in your hand and your love around her, Father God, and that we can surround her today as a family, Father God, of discipleship, Father God, that will be instilled in her life, Father God. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the precious gift that you give to me, that you're giving to us this morning, in Jesus' name.
Okay, I'm not gonna. It is a. Oh yeah, we must fit maybe first to the dedication.
Mirai Lara Peterse, to God as a good and perfect gift from Him. By faith we declare that God's destiny and purpose for her shall be established through the Christ of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. And it's, as a father of three boys, I can tell you there's a difference between when the lady comes in. But it's a blessing, and the Lord just showed me in my heart how Mirai also, how she will be a reference point, not in our lives, but in many people's lives as well, that God wants to use her, but that she will also just know where she is and where she is placed and a reason for being there. And it is so amazing just to see the small things, the differences between the boys and the girl, and just how she interacts and how she engages. And that's just a place where she just grabs you and say, but I want to talk with you. So it's really a blessing just to experience that, what shall we call it? I don't know what the word is, but there's just a difference in something that needs to be engaged and you need to focus. With the boys, they're all over the show. They're running everywhere, up the trees and everywhere. And with her, it's been quite a different focus for me, specifically my heart as a father as well. And we really, and it's just something that the father also wanted to tell us, that there's a different way that he engages with each of us, and just how he wants to approach us, how he wants to engage us, and how he wants to just be with us. And that's always a place that a father's heart is always such an amazing place to experience and see. And that is just an amazing privilege that I have as a father to engage every one of these children now. It's not boys, it's boy and a girl. So we're really, really looking forward to how she will change not only our lives, but also the change of all the people around her as well. Amen.
We have a small little gift for you. Right, so I've got an outline of 8 points that I want to get through to today, for today, and trust that you will allow me and bear with me. Scripture is short, it's only one chapter of 119 or 175 verses, so we're going to read through the whole Psalm 119 today. Now, you guys with me? Happy? Amen. Yeah. What is a day without church? I love it. No, I'm just joking. Right, so if you look towards your right, you will see two words, prayer and victory. So I want to start off this morning from the book of Galatians, from book Galatians 6, verse 1 to 10. And it says, dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path. And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important. Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. For we are each responsible for our own conduct. Those who are taught the word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Do you want me to highlight that again? I'm just going to read it again. Verse 6, it says, those who are taught the word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Okay, so those of you with houses at the beach, with those extra 4x4s at home, guys, those who provide, ne? You have to give it. It says, the word is clear. I'm just joking this morning. We are truly blessed with what we have. And any more won't fit, so thank you. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from the sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. So I've read it from the New Living Translation. It might be different from yours. And I like the New Living Translation because it just speaks the way I speak. And though it's still correct, doctrine. So you see, as a church, we cannot function independent. We have to be part of the body. We are part of the body of Christ. And in that and through that, we serve the Lord. See, the body of Christ only functions if we work together for the common good. And here it is. We so easily look past the next person and those person's needs because we don't want to get involved. But God challenges us here. He says that what you plant, you will harvest. So if you plant in your own selfish ways, in your own selfish ambitions, you will reap the evil that comes from it. But if you plant in God's direction and God's ways, you will harvest a crop of joy and everlasting life. And that's pretty straightforward in the Word. And what Paul writes here to the Galatians, he challenges them at the end. He says, you know what, in everything that you do, do good for the family that you are in. And this is it. You know, we see the words prayer, we see the words victory, but now we get to the point of saying, okay, but I've prayed for somebody. And what's the next step? What happens if that victory, or when that victory comes through? What happens when God does something miraculous in your life? How do you share it? How do you act upon it? How do you take it forward from there? And we're doing Celebration Sunday, and I want to sort of launch the wall of saying, guys, we need to become practical with how we pray. We need to trust God for a lot more in our lives than we currently do, than the nitty-gritties of just getting through in a month. But what about that person or that family member in our lives that need God more than anything else? Are we praying for them? Are we putting that person in front of God and saying, Lord, I will contend for this person until the end. I will not give up. And then we go into the practical and say, okay, let's take this piece of paper. Let's write down what is God, what are we trusting God for? And then we take it and we put it on the wall. Because now we are also accountable towards that prayer. And we have to continue and persevere and run with it and pray through it. And when we do that and God brings the victory, then we celebrate that victory by moving it over to the victory wall. Because guys, I don't want to just pray for people anymore and not celebrate it. My heart is to celebrate every single person, every single victory that we receive, every single way that God came through. And one big testimony in our lives is in February. Those of you that know the story, bear with me, you have to listen. I'm in front here and I've got the mic. So in February, we were commissioned, we knew we had to be here, and we met with Malise and Vix through just WhatsApps, and we never knew them beforehand, but we started communicating, and we said, listen, we have to find a house. So in one day, my wife is Malise, then we've got Malise Konradi, and they're both the same spelling, so I had to be on my ekis op my hoedewees. I had to be in my right mind, completely at when I received the message, because if I type "leave you" or "love you" to the wrong one, I'd be in deep trouble. So what happened was that we were looking for this house, and the morning I prayed, and Malise felt this real peace that, you know, God will give us a house, and I also knew I had to pray. And in February, I prayed and I said, Lord, we have a list. We want 4 bedrooms, an extra playroom, we want a swimming pool. And these were all faith goals that we placed in 2018 or 17 at the end. And we said, Lord, if we're going to go there, this is what we trust you for. I mean, this is not, we're just trusting, Lord. Out of our own capacity, we cannot do it. And amazingly, my son, who's seven now, he was 6 then, he said his faith goal is a swimming pool. And my daughter said she just wants an extra room where she can play with the Barbies and all those things, you know, the entertainer, the little palm in the house. And for me, I just wanted to study. I wanted a study room where I can close the door. And I made a post on Facebook and I said, does anybody know of a four-bedroom house for X amount of money? And wow, this one girl sent me a message, says, contact this woman. She's got the perfect house for you, but it's not what you want to pay. I said, well, give me the number. I'll phone her. And I phoned her up and I said, listen, I've only got this budget, but I like the house. I haven't seen it, but if you're willing to settle for this amount, then we can go. She phones me an hour later. She says, no, it's fine. They can do it. We have to sign for 2 years. So what does this house have? It's got four bedrooms, a study, an extra living area, two kitchens, swimming pool, and an outside braai. And I was like, wow, Lord, amazing. So a week later, so we said, no, everything is fine. We send Melissa out. She sends us 1,000 pictures, and it's amazing. We love this place. A week later, she phones and says, no, there's family that she needs to attend to first that needs a house. We can't have the place anymore unless we're willing to sign for a 5-year contract. Now, anybody who walks in full-time ministry will know that you cannot sign a 5-year contract if you're living with God's purpose and God's will. Because you don't know the day of tomorrow, but you know where you're heading. And for us, being new in ministry, we knew that 5 years is going to be a long stretch. And we don't even know if this congregation will actually like us, and then after 6 months they're going to kick us out, and then what? So, no, that's just a joke. We knew that we're going to love you guys and make you love us in any case. So I said to her, you know what, I cannot sign, I cannot do this. And you have to do what you have to do. I've got peace in my heart. If God wants us here, so he'll provide a house for us. And so the month goes by, we see another 20 houses, and none of the houses fits any of the profiles that we do. And if they do, it's like 3,000 or 4,000 above our average, or what we can pay. And on men's camp, I arrange with Vix, and he brings me in, and I have this beautiful place in Finkenstein, and 5 places in Elisenheim, and I look at that because that's cheaper options now. So we will just manage, we'll drive in and out, and amazingly, I look at the place in Finkenstein, brand new, and Finkenstein is like, wow, Lord, this is it. We will take it. But now this is more than what we budgeted for, and I trusted the Lord for a specific amount. As soon as we arrive back at the men's camp and we see the little lambs turning on the spit, the call comes through. I specifically remember, I think Jock and Philip were still sitting across from me. I said to him, you know what, the problem with the Finkenstein houses is one thing, it doesn't have a study. And I tell you, I hear my phone vibrate, and it's like, okay, check it out. Maybe it's my wife, and I'm always excited to get a message from her. And the next moment, it's the woman from the first house in February. And she says to me, listen, if you want the house, you can have it. And you know what we'll do? We'll give you the house for 2 years without the rental increase. And I immediately went back to the Lord. I said, Lord, wow. And all I heard was the Lord saying to me, I just wanted to test you to see that this, what I promised you, if you were willing to let it go because somebody else needed it more. Guys, and that's the type of victories we need to celebrate. Faith goals for 2019 is so important. And this is what we're going to trust the Lord for. We're going to go practical with our prayer this year. We're going to celebrate the victories because this will be a revival church like none other before. Okay? This is it. We need to show people our faith as we walk through it. And here Paul comes and he says, therefore, whenever we have an opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially those in a family of faith. See, when we stand here, we are a family of faith. So whether you are a visitor here today, you are part of our family. You are in the same family because we all serve Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So the prayer and the victory wall, this is what we're going to celebrate this year. This is what we're going to continue as a mission for 2019. And so we're going to put our prayers and our faith goals unto Lord. I quickly want you to turn to the person next to you and just tell him, what are you dreaming about for instance, for 2019. Just want you to turn to him and say, hey, I've got this amazing dream. What are we going to do? Okay, this is the time. Do it now. Okay, so this is not a long weekend talk, Nets. 30 seconds. Okay, so we'll continue it at the Braai. So now I want to throw a spanner in the works. And I want you to turn to the person next to you again. But this time, I want you to tell them, what is God letting you dream about? What is God's dream for your life for 2019? Okay, 30 seconds. So this is important, not your own thing, but what is God's dream for your life for 2019? Right, so you see the question there is slightly different, because we so often run with our own dreams and our own things, and we forget that, you know, God is the bigger picture. God is the one that we need to look after and look for what is going to happen in future. And I just want you to take a minute and take this week even and meditate upon that and really ask the Lord, what is He doing in your life? What is it going to be that you have to do different in 2019? Because that's a key of being us as Christians, as disciples. We cannot be the same a year from now. And why? Because we cannot be. We need to grow in Christ. We need to grow in God. More faith, more shine, that people will see and be attracted to it like a moth to a flame. A moth to light. You cannot deny that. It's just like, you just want to go there. You want to be there. So guys, I want to encourage you to dream, but let your dreams be what God wants you to dream. Because what you dream is this little, it's about here. But what God wants you to do is about 10 times higher than this. And you know, when we speak about 2019, that's going to be the big thing. God is calling us higher. Okay? You know, He sat with His disciples in Matthew and Mark 3, verse 12 and 13. He said to them, you know, that's a time where most of His followers walked away from Him. And He said to them, do you also want to go? Okay, I'm just paraphrasing. So, but get the picture. Do you also want to go? And they said, Lord, but where shall we go? And in that time, He says, I call you to be apostles, to go out into the world. And that's our call. You know, that's calling us higher. But where does it start? It starts with from a place of love within ourselves. So yes, we celebrate prayer, we celebrate victory. And I want to encourage you, the forms with pens are at the back there. Afterwards, go write your prayer down, write your faith goal down for 2019. And stick it on there. And the moment that it happens, not if it happens, the moment when it happens, you come to me, you come to Melis, you come to one of the leaders, you say, this is what happened, and we put it on the victory wall. We celebrate it. Even if it's just something small. My wife was adjusting for a new couch. In May this year, we had it. We didn't buy it. We received it. God provides over and above our expectations. And don't limit Him. Don't limit Him. All right, so I'm going to run with the next one. And you'll see as you walked into church this morning, some of you might have walked into something, because we're always so in this moment, movement of rituals. I'm just going to go, and then, all of a sudden you walk into something this morning. But see, we have our new toddlers area there, and we've embraced, we have the season, and we'll get to the beautiful celebrations now, and then you'll understand why we had to change this, a couple of things. So we're in the season of lots of young ones and new ones to come, and babies and everything, and our baby population is just exploding, you know. I think the DSTV is getting way too expensive now. So, people like it to have a braai and be indoors and outdoors and everywhere. So, the key thing is we've built our toddlers area there, and that will still be developed as we go along in the year. But just for the parents with their toddlers, it's not old enough to go to the children's church. We want you to be part of church and not sit there at the back and wonder if the TV screen is going to go on or off or something like that, or be distracted. But we want you to be part of the service, and that's why we celebrate our little toddlers area today, and celebrate the families sitting there and being able to be part of what we have here in front and in church. So celebrate that with us. So for all the expectant mommies, you guys know where to go next year, eh? Woohoo! So what are we getting excited? What can we celebrate for 2018? And this is a beautiful part for me, where I'm privileged to share on a couple of things. So on the 15th of March of this year, I think it was around about that weekend, we had the precious people, Niels and his team, who came to visit us. And they gave us this prophecy of Ezekiel 47, of the rivers of living water that will flow from this church. And I said to him, Niels, you must send that stuff to me, because I really want to document it. I want to put it down. And they prophesied amazing things, and he never sent it to me. And I was like, okay. And then in September the 2nd, I was preaching, and that afternoon, Peter and Danielien with their deliverance course were here. And as we ended off, she stood right here and she says, and for this congregation, I want to give Ezekiel 47. I know Mike was sitting here, and Auntie Doris, and Tony, and one or two other people, and I think they all just jumped. Their hearts just actually skipped a beat, and it was like, twice in 1 year, confirmation. And I really didn't consult anybody except my wife, and I said to her, this is what I'm going to do. If we're going to get practical with the prayer and victory, we're going to get practical with this as well. We're going to trust the Lord to make this church a church of living waters and rivers to flow through it. And so we put it up there so that you can read it week in and week out, that you can start believing it, because this is what God prophesied over our church. And guys, we need to be that. We're going to be that living water. We're going to be that river. So if you are afraid of the water, I would advise that you get a life vest, okay? And a life vest is a beautiful, beautiful thing. It doesn't really, you have it in various applications, but this is your life vest. It's an amazing thing. Amazing. You will never drown. You will never go hungry. You will never go thirsty. This is it. And we hold on to that because we're going to go through the rapids, the white water rafting this year. We're going to go through streams where it's just calm. I just see this boats and this quietness and these trees hanging over the river, and we're just going to go through it. And then we're going to hit this water again with some more difficult times and difficult places. But you know what? We have this to hold on to. That we are going to be a river of living water for the people of Windhoek and Namibia. So let's celebrate that, because that's a celebration for us. Let's just celebrate that. And then one thing that maybe some of you know, some of you don't know, that we as a pastor's couple were born and bred in Namibia. Now for Namibia, this is the first since we planted the churches here, that from within our own borders, a little baby was raised And that baby was myself and Melise, and we cried a lot, you know. we cried a lot when we started on this journey. And amazingly enough, God pulled us through, and he placed us into a place where there's just so much love and so much acceptance and so much endurance and so much faithfulness and so much. We can go on and on and on and on. And that this is something that we can celebrate. You see, somebody birthed from within our own house. And that's what we trust in God for this congregation as well. And for congregations within Namibia, churches that we're going to plant, is that we will continue to birth new disciples from within our own boundaries in our own houses. We celebrate the unity in our community as a church. You know, for nine months to a year, this church functioned with two leaders at the front, pulling another 10 or 6 or 18 leaders and a whole congregation. And they just went on and on and on and on. And then myself and Melise got here, and we just continued on and on and on. There was a couple of hiccups, and it was good. We sorted each other out. But earlier this year, I experienced, and I said to the intercession team, guys, I think we need to start praying for unity. We need to continue to pray for unity. And it was in June, and we prayed the whole month of June, unity, 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 unity. From a scripture in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10, which says, let there be no division among you, but unity in thought and in purpose. And I said, that is what we're going to pray about. And I received a text message randomly while we were in Katima that on the 26th of August, there's a shift in the spirit that happened. And where I was told that the experience normally from August, from August is a curve into a downward phase towards December, I must tell you, we just went up and up and up. We celebrated averages attendance of higher than we've really ever had before. We've celebrated tithes and earnings of this church that sustained, that balanced out. Where a couple of months and years back it didn't balance. And God, thank goodness. Now we will see who was in the army, ne? Okay, those of you that were there can stand up again. Okay. So guys, we celebrated that. We're celebrating the Katima Bible School that's starting in January and February. What an amazing event this is going to be. So if you, we'll get to 2019 just now. We're celebrating 10 baptisms this year in September alone. 10 baptisms, and we baptized them, all those guys out there, and I was amazed. And just to say that Amanda's back in hospital at the moment, and I went to visit her last week together with Melise, and we had some other people during the week there as well. And physically, it's not going very well, but spiritually, you need to be afraid, because that woman is on a good place. And she knows where she's going. And she was one of the first people that came to me after service, and she said, I want to give my heart to the Lord. And we did it. And then she pulled me almost off the ladder, and she said to me, I need to get baptized now. I was in the middle of June, in the middle of the winter. I said, just hang on tight a bit. And September, we gave her that opportunity, and she declared it out loud. And with a couple of roadblocks, we went through it, and we just baptized 10 more people, and amazingly, we celebrate that with you guys today. We're celebrating more than 15 salvations during the time that myself and Melissa were here. 15 salvations of people that's actually back in church, that's serving and around us. We're celebrating saved marriages. We're celebrating the freedom through the equipping and training of our deliverance and healing ministry. There's amazing things happening behind the scenes of our congregants that's continuing with our inner healing ministry, deliverance ministry, and people being set free. And if you don't know what it is or not sure about it, and if it's an uncomfortable place for you, let's have a coffee. I'd love to talk to you about it. It's my heart to serve you, to be with you, and just to help you through it. And here comes the amazing part. We're celebrating 5 new babies this year. And we're celebrating 5 new babies in 2019. That's an addition of 10 new babies. You see why we have two. So church, you need to move to the front. The toddler's area needs to grow bigger. We want them part of the church. I'm amazed with the celebration of celebrating a willing team that pulled hands together on the 28th of July, 27th of July, and basically revamped the church, did new things. We're just in there to make it nice for us. You know, when you walk in here and you see something different, it makes you, it's home, you know. Your house will not stay the same year in and year out. You always shift a couch or something, or bring something in new. I know in our house it normally works like that. There's always a Friday project that we have to do. So, church, this is our church. This is our house. It's not me and Melise or the elders. It's our house and our family. And I want to invite you that if you have an idea, if you want to be part of a team that does this, just raise your hand, lift it up. Don't even ask. Just come and do it. Just say, listen, I want to do this. We are working as a family together. We are one family. And then we celebrate us as a family and as a unity. And I really want to honor you guys. I want to thank you guys for everybody that contributed to making church happening here. Because it can be that boring place where you come on a Sunday and you don't actually want to be here. But, you know, I'm excited about every Sunday. I'm excited about every Wednesday. I'm excited about getting up on a Monday morning and just running with what we've received here on a Sunday. And that's the excitement that we need to live with. That's the excitement that we need to get with. And one thing that I didn't forget is that we're celebrating 3 new small groups this year. So Francia came up and he said, listen, the new visitors needs a place, and he's happy to do it. So he started working with them, going through a project, a 6-week program with them, and then all of a sudden, out of that, one small group started running. That small group eventually became 14 people in a couple of 3 months, in the space of 3 months. Out of Francia's small group, we started, and Vix, Mike started with a new gentleman's group that he's doing for those more eager guys that's running, that doesn't have the families, and they just want to go for it. And we also started our shelter ministry small group on a Monday night. And that is a massive victory and celebration for me, because I just said, in the beginning when I got here, I said, guys, we cannot just serve food to these people. These friends, these people, they are not just people, they are our people. And first it was just a message, and then it was laid on Stefan's heart to really engage more and more and more. And that's when we started the small group. So we have 30, 34 men and about 10 or 15 women every Monday night that's joining in those small groups, and it's changing lives. It is changing lives. So if you want to change somebody's life or you want to be changed, that's the place to serve. That's the place to be. So let's just quickly celebrate. Are you guys celebrating with me? You guys okay? You're so quiet. Do I need to engage more with you? Jump up and down? No, let's just give a hand to the Lord, because everything we do, it's not us. It's not me. But it's the Lord. He's bringing the increase. He's continually bringing the increase. And now here comes the fun part. What are we getting excited? Because we cannot just remain on this level. I said to you, we need to change till next year. So I'm going to get up here, and then we start. What are we celebrating, or what are we looking forward to for 2019? So myself and Melise, we were praying a lot about what is the vision as a family for church for the next year. And it was so amazing. Two of our, I was at a small group on Wednesday, and one of the things that came out was that these folks are from a different country. They've been to 6 countries in 6 years. That's where they live. That's how they do it. And they came in, they slotted in with us as a church, and amazingly, they said, well, this is a family away from home. And I was like, what? That's almost the exact words that we used and that myself and Melise got a while ago when we were praying. And amazingly, God just confirmed it, and he says, so 2019, we'll be building on relationships, but we will be a family for those without family. We will be a family for those without family. God is calling us higher. He's saying you cannot stay where you are. So he's going to continue to challenge you. And I just want to see, so this is not a difficult question. Hands up, who's ready for 2019's challenge of being a family away from family? Myself. Okay, all right. Guys, let's get excited about it. We are privileged to be able to host, to have new visitors, to be friends to people that haven't got the light in their lives. We need to be that light. And then I'm going to quickly run. We're starting part 2 of the Christian series from Andy Stanley, which I think touched quite a lot of people in our small groups. And it sparked something new about the way we see ourselves. Are we Christians or are we followers? On the 5th of April, we have Derek and Beryl Pufford. We have our men's camp, 7 to 9 June. So guys, get excited about that because it's going to be good. We don't know where we're going, but we are going. Don't worry. We're going to have a massive camp. And we have intercession training with Pastor Michael Howard from Malawi. And we're going to stream that live from here. We have 6 Ovitoto missions to look forward to in the new year. So if you don't know about missions, guys, you need to be ready. Okay, so, and then, yeah, Tony can tell you all about missions. She enjoyed missions with the Shirumbu family. Yeah, she even learned to eat avocado. And then she sends me pictures. She says, hey, look at what I'm eating tonight. So Tony, we celebrate you as well. Ne? So we have our Katima mission in August. We have Peter and Elien Tron for another amazing teaching on deliverance and equipping you guys for that. This is a ministry I think we need to dig in a lot deeper. Then this year we did not have convergence in Shofar, but we're going to have it next year, 2019. It's from 20 to 22 September. And the nice thing is you can either go there, it's going to be in Cape Town, or we're going to stream it live from here. So we're working behind the scenes to get a beautiful venue for us and to make it special and just, you know, celebrate with it. We're going to engage in a 6-week financial stewardship series. I have two candidates that lined up to help us with that. And possibly, I'm putting it out there, but possibly a Namibia Must Worship in 2019. I'm really trusting the Lord for that, that we will have the opportunity again to do it for Namibia Must Worship. So we have Awaken on the 12th of October. We're going to have church family camps, communal small groups. We're going to have a marriage seminar, Bible school 1 and 2. So those of you that finished the first one, you're going to go on to the second one. So sorry, there goes your Tuesday nights. But thank goodness we're learning more about the Word. You guys happy? Wow, sure. Yeah, and then when we start off in January, we will have about 3 new small groups. Actually, 4 new small groups that we do joining. So there's no excuse for you not to be in a small group. You can be in a small group because there's availability all over the place. We celebrate our 3 Babies Cry outreaches that we had this year. We're going to do 3 more next year. And that's also a fantastic opportunity for you to get involved in. So I know I'm talking a lot and it's very boring. And we're getting to this final area of 2018 ending with a thankfulness in our hearts. And as the band is going to come up now, and we're going to worship and end off with the last 2 songs, or three or five or six, and allow the Lord to really work with us. I want to really encourage you with these words, saying that we do not do what we do for man on this earth, but we take up our cross daily to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. For the abundant life which is to follow in the kingdom he is busy building. And though for you it might not be a good place, you might be in a place in your life where you feel, this is not worth it. I don't know what's happening next year. There's financial burdens, there's places in our that you don't understand. Believe me, I've been through many things in my life. But there's one place that you can always feel safe. There's one place that you should celebrate in the darkest moments of your hour. Moments of your life. There's that one place in your heart and in your life that you cannot deny. And that is at the feet of Jesus Christ. When he touched me in my life and said to me, I've chosen you to be a son in my house. It was a dividing line in my life. And guys, Yaku said it so clearly this year. There's a high cost for low living. You're going to pay the price if you live a low life in Christ. We are called for much higher. We are called for much deeper. We are called for much more intimacy and relationship with Christ. And your place is not to be a bench warmer on a Sunday, to be comfortable, to be in this nice, nice place. But your space is to be, your purpose is to be purposeful for God in the world out there. To be a light, to be salt, the salt of the earth. To be at that place where God can use you, to be willing, to be a broken vessel, even though people think, well, this guy's got this amazing life. And do you know why it is? Because God really fills every crack and every hole in your life that you think is not doable. He did it in my life and he can do it in your life. And just there where you are, I want you to just close your eyes quickly. And as a man, just give us some instrumental music. I just want you to close your eyes. And I just want you to reflect for a brief second of where you are with Christ in your life, where you are with God in your life. You know, our opportunities sometimes goes by without us knowing it. God sends this vessel with a flood that's rising and water levels going up and up and up. And then all of a sudden, the water's at your neck and you feel like, but Lord, where's my help? And he's saying to you, hey, I've seen three boats already. Get on the boat. Be part of the family. If you are at that space in your life where you are not comfortable, where you are not sure that when you walk out this door today, that you will go to heaven. You will be sure that you will go to heaven. If you're not sure of that, you have an opportunity to be sure now. Because God is inviting you. Christ is inviting you to really, to stand up and say, Lord, here I am. God doesn't want you to be perfect to come to him, because you will never be that. But if you get to that place of saying, Lord, just use me as I am. I'm a willing vessel. I want to give you that opportunity to do it today. I want to give you that opportunity to let go of the old and start the new. And if that is you in your life, you've never given your life to Christ, I just want you to lift up, to raise your hand slightly. Just raise your hand and say, Lord, I recommit. I commit my life to you. I recommit or commit my life to you. I want to celebrate every day with you and not without you. If that's you, just raise your hand slightly. Lord Jesus, we celebrate you today. And we will continue to celebrate you, Lord. Even though we've had our technical glitches today, it's just one of those amazing days where God just brings this peace over us. And amidst everything that happens, I believe he's also just sitting there and he's also sometimes just laughing at us, saying, sure, guys, how? And you know what I just experienced? I just experienced him saying to us, you know, I'm just so much in love with you. I'm just so much in love with you that I don't want to lose you. So, Lord, right where we are, we just want to surrender ourselves again to you and give this opportunity for you, Lord God, to really work in our hearts, to engrave the meaning of your word, of your life, and who you are in our lives, Father, as we celebrate family, as we celebrate so many victories in this congregation, Lord God. And it's not because of individuals, but Father, it's an effort of the body of Christ working together. Father, let this be a day and a continuance in 2019, of the celebrations, Father, we cannot be without. Because every day is a celebration with you. Lord, I thank you that you're giving us opportunity to be good to one another. And Lord, as we think of those that we've prayed for this year, that you really touch their hearts, you really touch their lives, Lord Jesus. And those with the illness and sickness, Lord God, we just lift them up to you again. And we say, thank you, Lord, that you give life. And that you are the healer. And Lord, as we celebrate and we end off this day with songs of praise, songs of worship, let it not be empty words, Father God, but let it be words that we sung from, that we sing from the heart, from our heart today. So thank you, Lord, that we can just honor you and glorify you in how we live. Continue to chisel away on the areas in our lives, Lord God, where we need to change, where we need to step up. Father God, we just give you that permission in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You guys can have a seat for another minute. And then as you walk out, I just want to do something different. I did not forget about it. And the ushers, you guys are ready, ne? Kore, julle is reg. Okay. So you know, sometimes things just happen in church. Do you agree? You get here, everything is set up. You guys with me? Who's experienced that before? It's amazing. So for all of this to happen, we need willing hearts and willing servants. And as we celebrate also today, we want to celebrate them. So everybody that's had a part, every single person that's been on either schedule or being part of the ministry of setup, welcoming the band, the technical team, I just quickly want you to stand up if you're here today. Intercession as well. You guys serve as well. So, okay. So, they standing already. Anybody else? Guys? Right, Summers is back there. Yes. Francois, we'll leave you to sit down for a bit. Okay, so Francois is also at the back there. So guys, we just want to honor you. I know, me, myself, if we do something we don't want to take the gratitude, but you know what, we recognize it, we see it, and we honor it. So I want you guys just to take your walk to the back there to pick something up from Batty and them at the back there. Something small, something very insignificant, but for us it means a lot. And then once they're gone, the rest of the church, you're welcome to meet us for coffee afterwards. All the new visitors, I'd love to meet you at the back there. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And yeah, let's give them, celebrate them. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.